This is Juneau Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. The start of the tourism season is always a hopeful time of the year for Juneau businesses. And this year, though the economy is struggling from the impacts of the pandemic, everyone is watching for hopeful signs that we've got a light at the end of the tunnel at some point. And our guest, Brian Holst, head of the Juneau Economic Development Council, is ever the optimist. Hello, Brian.
Hello. Great to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you with us. You know, we don't have the big cruise ships coming as far as we know it, but we have a lot of small ships lined up for the summer. That has got to help lift everyone's spirits.
It does. And I think you said it great right before the break about building an economy. You know, this region was, 50 years ago, a big part of our region was timber. And there were people then in the last many years that kind of wished it wasn't quite as big. And what would be an industry that could replace it? And tourism, what a beautiful solution, where you just come up and you have people's eyeballs enjoying what we have and enjoying our culture. And it's really unfortunate that we're missing that. It's become a really important part of our economy. And without the large cruise ships coming, it's a huge loss. $240 million of spending this year. Yes, we have independent travelers, but that's about 85,000 or so. We have small cruise ships as well, another relatively small number. Important, but it's going to be really unfortunate that we don't have those large ships. Some of the CDC changes, I think we were cautiously optimistic when we heard that the CDC was going to make some slight modifications to the rules. But as a friend of mine said, you know, before the cruise industry was expected to, you know, climb Mount Everest, now they're expected to climb K2. They don't have to test on board. The original idea of the CDC was, let's make a cruise, let's put all the passengers on board, let's show that you can do this with a mock test run for a week and see how things go. They limited that. But now the expectation is that the cruise industry has to have 98% of their crew vaccinated and 95% of the passengers. I think something that people want to see attain, but I think it's going to be really difficult. For that reason, though I'm always optimistic, I'm a little bit pessimistic that the large cruise industry is going to be able to return this summer, and that's going to really hurt our Juneau's economy.
Well, one thing we might see is in isolation, watch the small cruise ship industry unfold by itself. Do you think we'll learn some things from that?
I mean, yes, on the silver lining side of things, what we will be able to measure a little bit better, we have a natural experiment going on, we'll be able to really understand better what is the impact, what does the small cruise industry bring to us, and what does the independent traveler bring to our economy? Both great things, but we're not going to see the great summer jobs that so many of our young people, we all want our young people to come back to Juneau in the summer. It's so often great to see that. Those folks aren't going to have those opportunities with the volumes of just the small cruise industry.
So I guess not to change the subject, but I know that you are an avid robotics fan and you have some news for us about some of the robotics competitions that you've been supporting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's super exciting that the high school robotics program just went through its state championship. And on your show a couple months ago, you had the team from Thunder Mountain High School, and they won, first time a Juneau team's ever done it, they won statewide championship in robotics, chain reaction. Super exciting. You had two teams on. You had a high school team from JDHS as well. That team got fifth overall, which was really remarkable. Just says a lot about our kids and their perseverance, their grit, their know-how. Really great to see Juneau teams doing so well.
So you have some announcements for us for the business community.
I do. Today, the Small Business Administration just opened up the application for the restaurant program. Restaurants have been really hard hit, and there's a special program under this new American Rescue Act. And application is open just today, just now. Get out there, go to the Small Business Administration, restaurants.sba.gov. And if you're a restaurant, apply online and get some resources. These are federal programs. There's no local Juneau program at this point. You know, I also want to say that we're excited that the Maritime Festival is going to happen this year. We've met with the Emergency Operations Committee at the city. We've talked about, is it appropriate or not to have an outdoor event? And we've got the green light. Still got to work out some important details, but June 19th, we're going to have the first or the 11th Maritime Festival, and we're going to do it downtown on the docks, and it's super exciting. So if you want to be involved, you want to participate in the outdoor festival, contact us at JDC, maritime@jdc.org is an email, and volunteer. Let us know how you want to participate.
All right. Thank you, Brian Holst. And we will have to continue our conversation about the impact of the cruise ships on the economy and other things that are happening this summer. But thanks for taking time out to be with us today. Brian Holst with the
Juneau. Always great to be here. Thank you.
Economic Development Council. Thank you.